done it, something. They said that in the middle of the Haggadah. I don't know why.
In the middle of the Haggadah, they said.
You know, there's a place there. There's something.
Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London. Tuesday, 23rd of Iyar, 24th of May, 38th day of the Omer. Rabbi Yanki Wiesenfeld Shlita, 4 over 4, 6 times 7 equals 42, 72. This week's Torah has been sponsored by Max Grossnas, Lenishmas Rav Arya Leib, Zechron Abrocha, Ben Arav, Rav Chaim Shmuel, Lopian, Zechet Tzadik, Vekodesh Levrocha. The Ziyatzeit is today, and also by family Silva, Lenishmas, Bnei Bechuru, Rav Chosid Nisal Moshe, Zechron Abrocha, Ben Yibodol Chaim, Tovim Yedideinu, Rav David Mechola Cohen, on the first Ziyatzeit today as well.
Sorry?
Speak
loud. So the Mishnah in Brochas, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis, says that Nechunya ben Akono was the one who was masakin the tefillah that we say before and after learning. And he said, that I should not stumble in my learning and chas v'shalom shouldn't cause anyone else to err in halacha. And I'm saying this tefillah today for a special reason, as will become clear very soon. The Shias Le'enishmas by Shver Zichroni Levrocha, Rabbi Froim Fischel, Ben Rabbi Yon Arya, Mr. Fischel Dick of Antwerp, it was his 26th Yahrzeit on Sunday, and we hope that the Shia and the learning will be Le'enishmosoi. As always, I want to thank Torah Way. First of all, especially Dudi, who is Torah Way, and also those who come to the Daily Halacha in particular. And the reason is because this year, like a few that I've given previously, was born, bred, and raised in Torah Way. It started from the Daily Halacha, and actually I'd planned to give a different shiur, but we got so involved in this particular subject during the Daily Halacha that I decided to expand it and speak on the subject whilst it's fresh in our minds. We're going to be speaking about Shemois. We're going to speak about the Shem Hashem, and that's a particularly difficult shiur to give because the subject includes the Shem Hashem in many forms, and we do not pronounce the Shem Hashem. We never say the Shem Hashem Yud Kei Vov Kei with a voweling as it's written, and we don't even say the letters as they're written. And in fact, we don't even say the letters individually. We speak about Elohim with a kuf. We speak about Hashem, that's just a kinoi. Or we speak about Yud Kei Vov Kei. We don't even say the letters. Never mind pronounce the words with the vowels. So therefore, it's sometimes a bit awkward to explain. I even heard of a boy who, they, because of his brothers, they picked up a nickname. His name was Eliyahu. But Eliyahu is Yud Hei Vov at the end. So they called him Eliyaku. That name stuck. He got the name as a child. And the name stuck as a nickname. So I'll try and be as clear as I can. It's not always obvious. Again, we've already covered the 4 over 4. The 4 over 4 is the Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vov Kei, as it is voweled. And obviously, we say it B'Shem the Adnus, B'Shem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. It's a huge subject, and there's much of it that is Kabbalah and Remez and Soid. We could only scratch the surface, which is one of the reasons why, but not the main reason why I particularly said the tefillah Shelo Ye'ora Tekola Al Yodoi. So, in the Halacha Shir, we went through the Seder of Sfira Soimah. We're going to run through it very, very briefly because we want to expand on the subject. But we say the Sfira Soimah, 49 days, 7 weeks, Miyom Aviyachem Es Oimah, from the Oimah, till the Mincha Chadosh Al Hashem on Shavuos, till Nishtei Halechem. And the Rambam holds, as we mentioned a few minutes ago, that Bizman Hazeh is Deraisa, the other Rishonim hold that Bizman Hazeh is Derabonon. Now, the essence of the Sfira is to count, to make a Brocha, and to count. Brocha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Al Sfira Soimah, and then you say the name, Hayom Yemechad Lo'omer, Oleinu L'Shabeach. And that's what they do in some yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. The Litvashi yeshivas, that's all they do. The brocha, the sphira, and that's it. And that is the essence of it, which is why we were clearing earlier in the halacha as to whether or not you break a meal because of it, because it only takes a minute to say the essence of Sfira Soimah. But of course, other things have been added to it over the years, before and after. You've got the Lashem Yichud, which some people don't say. And then you've got Hinni Muchon Muzumin, Lakai Mitzase Shosfriya Soimer, which some do say and some don't say. It depends on your minag. Yeah. Then we've got the bracha itself, you've got the sphira, and then we say Rachman Yachse Avoidus Habes Hamigdosh Lim Koima, the Meir Vimein Omein Selo, and some add Yotzim Afanecho and the purpose of that is in order to remind us, first of all, that it is a tefillah drabon, and that we're waiting to become a chuyiv d'oraisa when we will have a korban oimer and we will have a mincha chadosha. We will have the shtei halechem on Shavuos. I think Shimon mentioned that he thinks that. Apart from that, Torachmon and Ulshonim Kamaniyos, that after that in Mugs they don't say Lamnatzech bin Ginas Miz Moshiach, and they don't say Ona B'choyach. But I did check up in the Rödelheim Siddur Sfas Emes, and it says there the Yerotzayin Sheibonu Beis Hamikdash Ulshonim Kamaniyos, and then it says Hirauf wird Lamnatzech bin Ginas Zaita. 174 und ohne Bechauach Seite 10 gebetet. So therefore, it's quite clear. I brought it within my pocket in case anybody doesn't believe me. But it's quite clear that they have the minig and it's printed in Siddur Hagro, etc. And then after that comes the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam is around all the time, but the tefillah that starts Ribbono Shel Olam, as is well known. So. Why do we say Lablatech ben Aginas Miz Moshiach? So traditionally, because it's a 7x7. Not 7x6, but a 7x7. Which means that there are 7 pasukim, and each pasuk has 7 words. So therefore, it has a connection, obviously, with Sphira. The problem is, it's a little bit, we need to tweak it a little bit, because Lablatech ben Aginas Miz Moshiach is actually the 8th pasuk, or the first pasuk. Yeah, so we only start from Elikim Yechonenu Vivorchenu. From then onwards, we have 7 psukim with 7 words each, which is the connection to a sphere. Besides that, you've got in the middle of the posuk, in the middle of the perek, you've got Yisbuchu Viranu L'umim, a posuk, which has 49 letters. And therefore, again, that connection has 49, is a connection to 49. And again, that one as well, we also have to tweak a little bit. Why? Because actually it only has 47 letters. If you look at it in Tehillim, in the Ksiv, it's going to be 47 letters, but what we do is we create a kri, and we add in 2 letters. When it says kisishpoit amim mishor, in the kri, in the ksiv, it's written kisishpoit without a vav, and mishor without a vav. So we add in the vav of to sishpoit, we add in a vav to mishor, and that way we get our 49 letters. We then say ono b'choyach, and ono b'choyach is the tefillah of Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakono. And that's one of the reasons why, particularly, I said the tefillah at the beginning, lifnei limud, because we have 2 tefillahs from Reb Nechunya ben Hakono. One is the tefillah before and after learning, and this is the other one, Ono B'choyach, which was composed by Reb Nechunya ben Hakono. And just to give you the format, and then that's really today's subject. Today's discussion is about what is Ono B'choyach, where does it come from, why do we say it, what are the minhogim associated with it. We want to understand Ono B'choyach better. So, the structure of Ono B'choyach is, and this is our 6x7, the structure of Ono B'choyach is that you have 7 psukim, and each one has 6 words. So Ono B'choyach Gedulas Yimincha Tati Tzruro is the first line. And the first line has 6 words. And then you have 7 lines of 6 words each. Now we're looking for 7 lines of 7 words each. So where do we get our 7th word from? If you look in your Sidurim, or if you look anywhere, you'll see that whenever it's printed Ono B'choyach Gedulas Yimincha Tati Tzruro. And then after that, you've got an abbreviation. Aleph Beis Gimel, as in Ono B'choyach Gedulas, yeah, Yimincha Tati Tzruro Yud Tov Tzadi. And so it is with each posuk. Each posuk has 6 words, followed by the abbreviation of the first 6 letters of those 6 words. So that gives us our 7th. Yeah, and then you have the last line, Shavaseinu Kabel Shmatz Akaseinu Yedea Tolomois, and then we say Baruch Shem. So 2 questions. Number one is, it looks a little bit like we're cheating, right? We're looking for seven psukim, like we had in Lamnaseach, of seven words. So we create this this Rosh Tevis at the end in order to give us a seventh word, which looks a little bit like we're cheating. And the second thing is that, why do we say Baruch Shem at the end of it? What's the point of the Baruch Shem Kavoy Malchus Eloheinu Voed? So, there were scholars throughout the ages, Talmid Chachomim, people who studied Piyutim and Tfilis, they're the ones who go through all the Slichas and all the Davening that we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and all the Yotzeres, etc. There were scholars throughout the ages, and some of them wanted to suggest that the author was Tfilas, it was accepted, Tfilas Reb Nechunya ben Akono, but they didn't think that this was Nechunya ben Akono, the Tanna. Who was Nechunya ben Akono? Nechunya ben Akono was a Tanna who lived in the first century after Churban HaBayis, in the 100 years after the destruction of the second temple, the second Beis HaMikdosh, by the Romans. He was a contemporary of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and I don't know whether he actually saw the Churban. He certainly lived in the period after the Churban. He lived his entire life under the persecution of the Romans, as many of the Tannaim did. He was a Tanna. He's brought down in a number of places. In Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud, you have a Maimah from Nechunya ben Akono called Makabel Olav Oil Torah, Mavriim Mimenu Oil Malchus for Oil Derech Eretz, which was very massive to his situation because they had the Oil Malchus and the Oil Derech Eretz of the Romans, and he said, Kol Makabel Olav Oil Torah. In Bava Basad Af Yud, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked his Talmidim to explain a Pasuk in Tehillim. And Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai said a pshat, Rabbi Eliezer said a pshat, Rabbi Yeshua said a pshat, Rabbi Gamliel said a pshat, and Rabbi Eliezer HaMoidoi said a pshat, and then Rabbi Nechunya ben Akono said a pshat. Said Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai about Rabbi Nechunya ben Akono, Omer Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, Nirin Divrei Rabbi Nechunya ben Akonai, Midvorai Umidivrei Chem. That the explanation of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akono is greater, better than my pshat, and better than the pshat of any of the other Talmidim that he had there. He was a Baki in Kabbalah. He wrote a Sefer called Sefer HaBohir, which is available for those people who learn Kabbalah, and that was a standard text before the Zohar Kodesh was revealed. Before people had texts of the Zohar Kodesh, Sefer HaBohir was, and he was the Rebbe of Rabbi Shaul ben Elisha. Rabbi Shaul ben Elisha was the Kohen Gadol who became famous through the song, it's a Brisa in Brochus of Tanya Omer Rabbi Shaul ben Elisha, that he went in lifnai v'lifnim, and the Rabbeinu Shlom asked him to bench him, etc. The text is well known, and he was a Boki in Kabbalah, and his Rebbe in Kabbalah was Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakona. And we have these two tefillahs from Rabbi Nechunya.
He lived after the Churban.
And Rabbi Elisha ben, you're right, Tanya Parmachas Nechasti lifnai v'lifnim was his Talmud. So therefore, he must have already lived before the Churban, if that was his Talmud. That's a very good point. Didn't think of it, but it needs clarification. It says quite clearly wherever I read B'meah Horoshoina Acha Achurban, that that's when he lived. But as you say, there's a raya there probably that he actually existed Bizman Beis HaMikdosh as well, if Rabbi Shaul ben Elisha Kohen Gadol was his Talmud. Okay, very good. But as I said, there were some scholars who wanted to suggest that maybe the Nechunya ben Akono, who composed this tefillah, was maybe one of the Amoroim, or maybe the Goinim, maybe one of the Rishonim, etc. The reason why they said that was because they said that the style of Ona B'choyach, of short lines, one after the other, yeah, six words, six words, six words, six words, short lines after the other, was not the style of the Piyutim, was not the style of those Tanoim who composed Tfilis that we find throughout, yeah? So they said like a short liner like, Yankee, what are you doing today? Yeah, giving a Shirin Torah away. Yeah, so they said that's not the style. They said it wasn't the custom in those times to compose Piyutim in short rhymes. So I think this suggestion completely misses the point. They don't understand anything about Ono B'choyach in order to create that criticism. Why? Because Rabbi Chulia ben Akonol didn't compose, as we were suggesting a minute ago, he didn't compose Ono B'chor Kedulis Shemin Chotate Tzeruo. And then there was a... then after that we created a Rosh HaTevis in order to give us the seventh word. It worked the other way around. Right? The Mephoshim all say, the Arizal and Mephoshim all bring down, it's in many places it's brought down, that each of the Rosh HaTevis after Ono B'chor Kedulis Mincha, each of those six Rosh HaTevis at the end of each line is a Shem Kodosh, is one of the Shemus of Hashem. It's a six letter name of Hashem. And the seven together, if you take the seven Rosh HaTevis, that's the seven times six, gives you what's known as the Shem Membeis, which is the Shem Hashem, which is 42 letters. So therefore, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akonah never composed any poetry which was six lines long each time. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akonah started the other way around. He had the Rosh HaTevis first. The Rosh HaTevis was there before the line. And he said, Aleph Beis Gimel. And he had to, he created from that Ono B'chayach Kedulos. Yeah, he had Tov Tzadi Yud. He said, Yimilcha Tate Tzura, Yutov Tzadi, Yimilcha Tate Tzura. In other words, he started, the next line, is Kuf Resh Ayin, Sam Sien Test Nun, and from that he made Kabel Rina Samcha Sagvenu Tarina Noiro. Therefore, the fact that the lines are short lines of sixes, which is not common at the time of the Piyutim that composed by Rabbi Lezer Kali or another of the Tanoim, that's not a problem here, because actually he started with the Rosh HaTevis and created the lines according, he needed to have each one as six words. So therefore his six word lines were there. Because each of those Shemus, and by the way, the Sefer HaMenachim says you're not allowed to say those Rosh HaTevis, you're not allowed to pronounce them, right? In the language of the art scroll, these should be scanned, but not said. So therefore, the Sefer HaMenachim says you mustn't say it. So you've got there six Shemus down the side of Ono B'chayach, plus together combined Shem Mem Beis. Therefore, Lichvoy, the Shem Hashem that we've just mentioned, that's why we say at the end, Baruch Shem Kavoy Malchusoy Lo'olam Vo'ed. What? We've got seven lines.
Seven
lines, seven sixes. Sorry, did I say six? Yeah, seven sixes. Yeah, seven shemois of six each, which combined make a shem mem base. And therefore, because we have just said seven shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is we've just said eight. We've just said seven. Yeah, we said seven, which combined to the mem base, which is the eighth, if you like. So therefore, the covered that we say Baruch Shem Kavoy Malchusoy Lo'olam Vo'ed at the end. Minhogim of Ono B'chayach, before we get on to anything else. First of all, the Taz brings down the Siman Kuf Chav Zayin, Sivkot and Dalet, that each line should be said B'Neshima Achas. And again, the logic is because it's a Shem Hashem. Because it's a Shem Hashem, therefore we should say it B'Neshima Achas. But then the Shari Tshuva brings down the Siman Memches, that you should say it in twos. Which means that you say Ono B'chayach, Kedulas Yemincha, Tate Tzuro, which in the first line fits in very well with the grammar. Other lines is more difficult. Yabochen Tahareim Rachameim Tikosu Tomei Gomleim would be the normal. So they make their Rachameitid Koscho, but you say it. That means you're saying it in one breath, but in pairs of two. They say the remez is the pasuk in Yeshaya that speaks about the Malochim that says that they have six wings. Bishtayim yichasefonov, uvishtayim yichaseraglov, uvishtayim yoifev. Therefore, the six we divide into two, two, and two. Shah HaKavona says you should say it b'ne'imo uvenigun, not rushed, but to say it with a sweet tune. The Shiur Knesset Agdoido says, Simon Analov, that one should stand when you say it. These are all things that are brought down. People should do whatever their minig is. And the Seder HaYoim brings down, Seder HaYoim discusses Ono B'chayach at length. The Seder HaYoim was a contemporary of the Chevraya Kadisha in Tzfas. He lived at the end of the 1500s. He had a small yeshiva outside Tzfas. It was ransacked by an attack of the local Arabs. And after that pogrom, he moved the yeshiva into Tzfas. He's buried just outside Tzfas. And he says that because of the Kedushas Hashem, Sharoim is Barosh Tevoisov, That's why you should say Baruch Shem Kavoy Machusay Lelevoit, but he says you should say it Belachash. Baruch Shem, you should say Belachash. So those are the minhogim surrounding Ono B'Choyach. If we now.
We say it on Friday night.
Yeah, we're coming to that. We're coming to that. As to when we say it and why we say it in those times, and I hope we'll get there before 9 o'clock. Yeah? So. If you now want to simply, before we carry on, you can now interpret the hieroglyphics that you'll find underneath each of the hayoims inside your sidurim. In the sidurim underneath, you'll find underneath each one there is a word, there is a word, there is a letter, and there's a sphere. A word, a letter, and a sphere. So the first word that you get usually is one word of Lamaserp in Gilas Mins Moshir, Elakim Yichoneinu V'vocheinu. So take one, day one, that's the easiest. So the first day, one, underneath the sphere, you'll find the word Elakim, because it's Elakim Yichoneinu V'vocheinu, second day Yichoneinu, third day V'vocheinu, and so on throughout the 49. The second thing that you'll find brought down each day is the first word, or sorry, the equivalent word of Ono B'choyach. So on day one, you'll find Ono. Yeah, day 38 today is Lamecho. Yeah, because we're up to the 38th letter. And Taka, on the seventh day, you'll have the Rosh Hashanah. So it'll be printed at the end of. So you've got the first day Ono, second day Bechoyach, third day Yibidcho, and so on. And the seventh day on Ayoim Shiva Yom Lo'ema, underneath it will say the Rosh Hashanah of the first line of Ono Bechoyach. So the 49 words that we have in Ono B'choyach are reproduced each day. And then underneath each day, you also have one letter. And that letter comes from the posuk in the middle that we mentioned, which has 49 letters. Of Yisbechu v'yirananu lo'umim kisev shvatam emishar. So therefore, on the first day, you'll have a yud, which is the letter yud of Yisbechu v'yirananu lo'umim, and so on for the 49 days. And today, it's the final letter mem of Lu'umim happens to be today's. And then you have the sphere itself, Tiferes Shebechesed, whatever the actual spheres are, and that's a separate subject which we're not going to be speaking about today. Just to give you some Ramozim, just to give you a bit of a taste, there are hundreds or maybe thousands of Ramozim in Chazal to the idea of 7x6 and the idea of Ono B'choyach and the idea that there are six Shemus which compose the Shem Mem Beis, just to give you a few ideas. One is brought down B'Shem Narizal, that in Kaddish, the Ve'yishtabach, V'yispoah, V'yisroiman, V'yisnase, V'yishado, V'yisale, V'yishalol, right, you've got seven words there consecutively, starting with the letter Vov, and each one has six letters. So there's a bit of a remez there to the 7x6. There were Membeis Masoros Shevamidbar. I should say beforehand, I should be makdim, that the Mephoshim speak out that the Shem Membeis, what is it used for? Shem Membeis we find in Chazal, and Chazal explained to us that the Shem Membeis was used for two main purposes. One is it's a shame of Ha'alo'o. It's a shame of moving upwards. It's a shame of improving, and Bria comes within that, because we're creating something, either something from something, Yesh Me'ayin, or Yesh Me'esh, but we're always improving and going upwards. So there's an idea of Ha'alo'o, and the other time when we find the Shem Membeis being used is when we are in the process of destroying enemies. When there are enemies, Shebchol Dovador, Omdi Moleinu L'chaloseinu, then the Shem Membeis is the shame that accompanies us when we go to war against our enemies. So if we now look at the other Ramozin that you find, there were 42 Masoros in the Midbar, and all the Mephoshim say the 42 Masoros connected the Membeis. The idea is that we were moving up and up and up, nearer and nearer and nearer to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore each one was one stage nearer to Eretz Yisrael, we're rising in Kedushah. In the Parsha of Ohavto Es Hashem Elokecho, there are 42 words. That's Kabbalah Soi Malchus Shamayim. The Pri Etz Chaim says something which I don't understand, but I'm going to repeat it. He says as follows. In Kaddish, which Kaddish is obviously the Ilui, V'yisaleh Shemei Dekudsho Brichu, he says, Yiskadal V'yiskadash Shemei Rabo is four oisius of the Shema Vaya. That means four words connected to four oisius of Shema Vaya. from Ba'ol Maldivroch Yerusei till V'yatzma Pekonei Bekor of Meshichei, for those who daven Nusa Svad, there are 10 Oisias in the Milui. That means Yud is Yud Vov Dalet, He is He Aleph, and if you say Yud, and then the He, then the Vov, and then a He, then you have 10 letters in the Oisias HaMilui. And then he says from Omenia Heshmei Rabbah till Damiron Ba'olmo is 28 words. And the 28 words are the Oisias of the Milui Lemilui. And I've worked it out, and it does work out. Question is, I don't know what he does with B'chayechon of Yomechon until Ba'agol of Zman Koy of Imro Amein. He doesn't mention that. And that's a couple of other things. 42 shuras in the Sefer Torah. Again, you don't have greater kedusha than the Sefer Torah in Stam, and there are 42 lines in each omud of a Sefer Torah. I noticed another seven and a six, which I don't know whether or not there's anything in it. In fact, there are a few observations. One is that in Ono B'choyach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described by seven names. He's called Noiro, Gibor, Chasin, Kodosh, Yochid, Geya, and Yodea Talumois. And Klal Yisrael are described six times. We're called Tatit Sruro, we are called Amcho, we're called Doshe Yechudcho, we're called Adoscho, Amcho again, and Zoichere Kedusha Secho. So you've got a seven and a six there as well. Another observation, I don't know whether there's anything in that either, and that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to in Ono B'choyach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to in Lamasech Ben Agino, Smiz Moshir, six times as Elohim, and the last time as V'yiru Oisoi Kalaf Seoritz. So you actually have seven references to the Rabbeinu Shloim in Lamasech Ben Agino, Smiz Moshir. Chazal say that Moshe killed the Mitzri. Moshe killed the Mitzri with the Shem HaMafoyrosh of the Shem Mem Beis, which is an Tzochan over the enemies. Kinizkov Shemoi Levadoi, they say Levadoi is the Gematria of Mem Beis, of 42. There are many, many other Amozim, but that is the main areas that we wanted to discuss. So now, in the couple of minutes that we've got, let's go back, David, to the places where we say Ono B'choyach and see whether or not we can explain them. So the first place that we say it every day is after Korbonos. After Korbonos, some people say that, especially if you think, let's start with Mincha. For those who say Korbonos and Mincha, you're going from Korbonos to Tefillah. So it's a moving up. It's the Ha'aloh. It's moving up one level. Then in the Seder Hayom that we mentioned earlier, he brings another remez, which is very interesting. He says, why is it inserted in Shachris after Korbonos and before Tefillah? So he says, because the Seder Hayom of Abaya, the Seder Hayom says that after the Seder of Abaya, who was beside the Seder Ba'amarocho, he says he brings down everything in the Seder Ba'amarocho, but he leaves out Birchas Kohanim. Doesn't mention Birchas Kohanim. For some reason, Abaya didn't mention Birchas Kohanim in the list of things in the Seder that he brings down in the Seder Ma'arocha, or Leah Ashken Kola Kobonos Kulom. Right? And he says that there are Yeshanim who say that when they were Mavorich, when they did, the Seder Yom brings down Yeshanim, that the shame of Mem Beis Oisius was the shame that was used by the Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdosh for Duchening. And therefore, he says, therefore, now we introduce Ono B'choyach after Seder Baruch of Abaya in order to fill in the shame Mem Beis as a remez to the Beis Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdosh that Abaya didn't mention. Okay. Then, interesting, I'm going to run out of time, I want to say this very quickly, yeah? Right, a good thing I'm not a Lubavitcher, because it says that you say Ono B'choyach after the vidui of Kriya Shema Alamitzah according to the Arizal. Where do you find Kriya Shema according to the Arizal? So I looked in the Siddur Tillas Hashem. Gvalt, it would take me an hour to say it. Yeah, you have to say there's psukim and there are kapitlach tilim, and then there is the vidui Oshamnu Baganu Gazalnu every night, and then it says turn to page 344 and say all the alchets. Right, so by the time you've said that, and then after that comes on the B'choyach. And again, the Svara is Ha'alo'o. We're moving on the Shomas. Our Neshomas are being returned to Shomayim. Our Neshomas are going overnight to Shomayim, and therefore, as the Shoma moves up, therefore we should say on the B'choyach. That's how it comes in there. Kabbalah Shabbos is Poshet now. Kabbalah Shabbos, the first six Kapitel Chtilim that we say for Kabbalah Shabbos is connected to the weekday. is connected to 6 days of the week. And then we're moving up now from the end of the capital, Hashem Yevorech Hasama Vasholoim, and we're coming to the Chodoyi Lekraskalo Pnei Shabbos Nekablo, and moving from the weekday up towards Shabbos. Therefore, now's the time to say Ono B'choyach. In Adlokas Ner Chanukah, it's also brought down that they say Ono B'choyach, the Rebbes who sing it, and they say Ono, 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 seven times each letter, etc. Again, the idea of Laha Lois Ner Tomid, the Neshoma and the lights that go up. It's brought down a nusach in Hoshanas, which I wasn't clear on. In Hakofas, it's brought down, the Chidor brings down that each of the Hakofas, seven Hakofas, you say one posuk in each of the Hakofas, and the Ma'avah Yabek brings down that Ono B'chayach should be said B'shas Yitzias Neshoma. And again, that's the same concept. The idea that when the Neshoma is moving up from this world to the Olam HaEmes, therefore, that's the right time to say Ono B'chayach, because that is the shame, and that is the tefillah of Ha'aloh. So therefore I'm going to conclude just with the tefillah of Reb Nechunya ben Akono, the Tana, yeah, that b'tziyosai, ani noisei in hoidoya ala chelki, shesam techelki miyosh v'beis ha-medesh, v'loi miyosh v'kronos, and I hope that we've all learned a little bit more about what we say every day.
Well, we have nothing to say, but having...